The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
7-2 Commanders, 6-2 Steelers off the bye. I know a lot of people have thrown out the number Tomlin 13-4 off the bye. I do think there's something to it. You know, extra rest. I mean, they played not this past Monday night, but a week ago Monday night against the Giants. That was a physical game. That was a tough game. They barely won. A couple of late turnovers, one caused by T.J. Watt on a sack force fumble. They got run on in that game by Tyrone Tracy and Devin Singletary, more by Tracy than Singletary. Tracy actually had 145 yards rushing. And that brings us to how do the Commanders attack on offense? Well, I mean, it goes without saying, don't turn the ball over, right? And they've been really good at that. Three turnovers in nine games. First time that's happened in the first nine games of a season since 1933. I mean, it's just absurd. Now, that doesn't mean they haven't been loose with the football. They have. And this is my worry. Remember, in the Tampa game, you know, a long time ago, Jaden essentially had three fumbles that were charged to him. But they didn't lose any of them. Olamide Zaccheaus had a couple of bobbled, fumbled punts 2 weeks ago. The game before the Giants against Chicago. Turnovers are going to happen. It's impossible to keep up this pace. So, the question is, how do they operate if they are a little bit loosey-goosey with the football? Say they turn the ball over just once, whether it be interception or lost fumble. And again, very possible they've gotten away. They've gotten fortunate. I'm just going to say this. You're not going to like that. They have been fortunate to fumble as many times as they have and to not lose any of them with the exception of one, and that was Terry McLaurin at the start of the second half against Carolina. Okay? They have been very fortunate. So while all of you are running around with this great stat and all, and it's a great stat, don't make like they haven't been a little bit loosey-goosey with the football. So clearly, they have to limit the turnovers in this game to one or less, I think. And how do you do that? Well, you know, again, just because you run the ball doesn't mean you won't turn the ball over, but theoretically, less can go wrong, theoretically, if you run the football well. Now, we don't know about Brian Robinson. You heard JP, you know, basically say his game time decision probably. I'm sure he'll be listed as questionable. Maybe we'll find out more before 11:30 overnight again with the Schefter and the Rappaport thing. You know, expected to play. But he was expected to play last Sunday, and then he didn't. So we probably still won't truly know until 11:30 on Sunday, or maybe slightly before that, which is what happened last week when Robinson, after a not-so-good warm-up, tweeted on his own, whatever he tweeted, I forgot, but it was a clear indicator, like, hey, man, I'm down, which after watching the workout and Garofalo was all over it from NFL Network, down on the field. You know, regular media is not allowed down on the field. The TV media is. You know, not a surprise. So, again, we don't know if Brian Robinson is going to play, but we do know this. Chris Rodriguez, who was a guest on the show on Wednesday, you can check out the podcast. He was excellent. I thought we asked him some great questions, Linnell and I. You can check it out on the Odyssey app. It's up there, Team 980. Just go to the show. Or at the team980.com. Again, he was terrific. Chris Rodriguez proved last week, hey, man, tough runs. He had a 17-yard run, 11 for 52. Big, big, big pass breakup, blitz pickup against the Giants. Sent a guy twirling in midair on the Ben Sinnott 3rd-and-1 conversion that I loved. I put up video. Thanks to everybody liking that video. Very popular for whatever reason. But this is, like, if the Commanders can run the football like they typically do and against a Steeler defense that normally is stingy, but for whatever reason last Monday night was not stingy, if the Commanders, who rank 3rd in the NFL with just shy of 164 rushing yards per game, and obviously part of that is Jaden. So even if you don't have B-Rob, if you have Chris Rodriguez Jr., if you have Austin Eckler, if you have Jeremy McNichols, and you have Jaden Daniels, right? And that's not to say that you can't run a reverse or an end-around pitch or toss or jet sweep or something to, you know, again, one of the receivers, which, oh, by the way, if you see that on Sunday, you might want to remember your boy. The Rooster told you about it. You know, remember earlier in the year, Austin Eckler on a jet little handoff on 4th-and-2 at the 9-yard line, and that led to a touchdown. The Commanders have to, maybe they don't have to run for what their season average is, 164. That's probably too much to ask against a rested Steeler team. But if you could run for, let's just call it 135, I think that should help and be fairly good enough. I mean, ideally, you'd like more. What I don't necessarily want a lot of, and I know this sucks and you're going to get all mad at me, is I don't want a lot of read option pull stuff. You know, like, I'm sorry, Jaden Daniels got 2 games in 5 days, less than 5 days. I don't need him all beat up and torn to pieces for Thursday night because I'm trying to pull the wool over the Steelers' eyes. The Steelers' defense is going to come downhill and come after you. And when you have T.J. Watt, you don't have to blitz a lot, right? You don't have to overcommit sometimes. And it's not just T.J. Watt, and that's the scary thing. But if somehow, some way, the Commanderlorians can line up and just have some success like the Giants and Tyrone Tracy did, and you can somewhat neutralize Cam Hayward, and you can somewhat neutralize T.J. Watt, and you can somewhat neutralize Alex Highsmith, and put pressure on others to make tackles in space, whether it be with Eckler. Remember last week they ran a little crossface, I don't know if it's a crossface dog or whatever the hell it was, and not really a crossface dog, that's more defense, but it was like a crossface kind of X-style handoff, like think D-Generation X, okay, wrestling term. And then they ran like a little screen, like a little slip screen to Eckler on the next play, and they gained big yardage on both plays. That's probably the type of scenario that you're going to have to see in this game. I don't know if you just line up 11 on 11, hat on a hat, and just blow it down their throat. Probably not going to be successful. But if you can mix it up and keep enough variety, and I'm not saying, again, I don't want Jaden involved in the pass in the rushing game. I just don't want Jaden to like be a 16-carry-a-game guy. Whether it be because by design, which I don't think they would ever design 16 read option keepers or the potential of, but by necessity, by design, the combination of, I don't want Jaden carrying the ball 15 times on a short week. Sorry, don't want that. No interest. I want Jaden to be able to potentially pick on a guy like Dante Jackson and a guy like Deshaun Elliott. And maybe to a lesser degree, certainly, Joey Porter Jr. and Minkah Fitzpatrick. And even this Beanie Bishop rookie from the slot has played really well. If Jaden can pick them apart as a passer, again, going back to what I asked JP about, what we talked about yesterday, and what my guy Tony, Big Tony, mentioned about Eckler the last time he went against Pittsburgh, granted with the Chargers, screen. Get the ball out of your hands, be a passer first. Don't run around 15 times because you have no time, because you're trying to make plays with your legs, because I understand that's part of the game. And I'm not saying 7-8 times, okay? I understand that. You do what you got to do. But I don't want Jaden Daniels, again, being their leading carrier like he was in the Baltimore game. No. No thanks. No interest. Not especially on a short week. And again, remember, even though the ribs haven't really been an issue the last week plus, you don't know how one shot to the midsection would change that. You don't know. You want to avoid the car wrecks. So to me, the natural running back screen game is going to be a big thing here. That's how I would attack the Steelers. Again, set that up a little bit with the run. Little, you know, again, between the tackles, maybe a jet reverse or a jet pitch or a pop, little jet pop to get them thinking, stretch the field wide, that you're going to run and go horizontal, and boom. Then start attacking either side of the A gap, the B gaps, what have you. Not asking as much from your offensive line. Then you start folding in the screen game. And again, last week, they had a perfect middle screen to Austin Eckler off of play action, which they ran for 22 yards in Tampa. I haven't seen it since then. They ran it, and Jaden, like, kind of, I don't know, maybe he saw something. I'm not sure what happened, but he lost control of the football, and he was throwing the ball, and it was kind of like right down on the ground, and it was just an incomplete pass. But they had it initially open. I want to see that again. I want to see a screen to Austin Eckler primarily over TJ Watt. Line up two tight ends on that side, right? And get TJ Watt occupied mentally, physically with maybe two tight ends and Wiley, maybe just the two tight ends, however you want to deploy it. And then screen over his head. Same thing for Highsmith on the other side. Screen right over there. Now, it's easier said than done. And obviously, you got to be careful because they could bat up a pass, knock it up into the air, and then it's fair game. But to me, that would be my game plan of attack early on. Now, maybe that's too simplistic for you guys. I don't know. I'm not saying that's all they're going to do, but that's what I would major in early. And then you see as the game develops. And if I could get Terry McLaurin or Noah Brown, which one or the other will be matched up against Dante Jackson, that's who you want to pick on. Not to say he's bad, but again, you do not want to major in picking on Joey Porter, Minkah Fitzpatrick, or Beanie Bishop. And you do not want a lot of long-developing pass plays. To me, this is a game of screens, as we mentioned, quick hitches, slants, little button hook option routes, sit downs. Again, using whatever percentage they've run 12 and 13 personnel this year, and I don't have those numbers right in front of me right now, I would major in that. Extra protection on the edges against Highsmith and Watt. Again, the screen game as we just talked about. But also, hey man, after you chip, after you rub, after you block, release. End of the flat. Ben Sinnott, perfect example. John Bates, perfect example. Get those guys quick, turn around. The Steelers aren't going to be paying attention to them, and away you go. Get it out of your hands. Don't be stupid. Stupid is stupid. But by that I mean holding on to the ball, trying to let longer developing routes develop. You're not going to do that for the most part in this game. Maybe you could take a deep shot to loosen them up early, maybe, but you can't focus on that because you're not going to have time. I know the offensive line was really good last week. Remember, that was without Kayvon Thibodeau. Not every week is going to be the same. And I would go so far to say, hey, man, if you're more worried about the Giants or the Steelers pass rush, I would be more worried about the Steelers pass rush. Even though the Giants came in number one in the NFL in sacks, I would be more worried about, again, TJ Watt, Cam Hayward on the interior, Alex Highsmith off the right edge, and now Preston Smith. I would be more worried about that. And I've seen Minkah Fitzpatrick blitz from the secondary and from the edge and from the slot area. So watch out for that too. Nick Herbig, Herbig is another one. Now he's a little bit banged up, so I don't know if he's going to play or not. But the point being is, attack it that way. A lot of 12, 13 personnel, a lot of running back screens, true running back screens. Again, I know they run lots of different screens, wide receivers, tight ends, all that stuff. Got it. Not saying you can't run any of that. But true running back screens, obviously run the ball to see if that one game problem was a one game problem against the Giants the last time out, or whether it's now a thing.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
And then on defense, listen, you just heard JP, and I'm totally with him. And this goes back to Wednesday's fiasco of an argument with Linnell, who would rather, what's the nicest way I can put this? Linnell said that he would absolutely do anything and everything to sell out to stop the run because that's defensive philosophy 101. And I'm stupid because I don't know football. And I'm telling you, I don't want to get ripped to shreds by Najee Harris either. I don't want to give up a lot of stuff to Jaylen Warren either, and he's got more speed to the outside. But I'm just telling you that if you can keep Najee Harris bottled up between the tackles, and if you don't overshoot gaps and badly miss tackles, which was a problem early in the year, hasn't been as big of a problem the last 4 or 5 weeks. If you don't have a mobile quarterback, which Russell Wilson's got a little mobility, but not what he used to have. If you don't have a read option quarterback like Daniel Jones was, like Jalen Hurts will be, assuming that he's healthy, like others have been. If you don't have a guy scrambling all around like a crazy man like Caleb Williams, it allows you, I think, to do this. Run blitz the bleep out of the A-gap. I'm not trying to be all Logan Paulson, Craig Hoffman on you. I'm just saying Bobby Wagner and Frankie Louvu, twists, crosses, stunts, whatever you got to do with those big hosses in the middle. Daron Payne, Fedarian Mathis, if he plays with a concussion, I haven't seen an injury update on him. I assume he'll be okay. I haven't heard one way or the other, but he was obviously concussed last week. Obviously Johnny Newton. Sheldon Day, when he's in there. But to me, I would penetrate and attack up the middle. You don't have to worry about, again, Justin Fields taking off and running around the edge. You don't have to worry about that. Russ Wilson is not going to do that on a consistent basis. He's much more likely to beat you with his arm than his legs. They've got a banged up center. Attack the middle. Attack the A-gaps. We've seen Bobby Wagner a bunch earlier this year. I haven't seen as much of it lately. Bobby Wagner blitzing through the middle of the defense. I think if you see that, that's as much to put pressure on Russell Wilson as it is to try and close up some of those gaps and some of that run game that you know Pittsburgh wants to establish. And you know they're largely going to try and do it in the between the tackles. And if you can affect that, alter that, blow that up, there you go. So to me, that's the attack plan.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.